Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the producer, and also two of my favorite dive buddies in the world. We have CJ and James, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ. CJ, do you actually have a diver nickname?
I think it's Captain Awesome.
No,
that's
definitely not.
Sometimes I overhear that.
No, I don't think.
Maybe they're not talking about me.
You're probably right. I was going to go with that.
I hear Captain Awesome. I just started answering to it.
Greg the Dive Master. I mean, that was kind of hard to beat.
Greg the Dive Bastard.
Hey, what? No, but big show today, and you guys,
I can feel it.
You came in at a good time because we have some special announcements to basically bastardize the Thanksgiving weekend sales even more. Yeah, we're jumping on that bandwagon,
Greg,
this weekend.
Is it Thanksgiving?
It is.
We give back.
That's right. It's Scuba Radio Thanksgiving, and we have some special deals that we've never offered any special discounts on Scuba Radio merchandise to this level in the history of Scuba Radio. Literally. I mean, this is big, big news. This is
more craptacular than anything we have ever done before.
No. The Scuba Radio Christmas craptacular.
Crapstravaganza.
Oh, yeah. Right. I'm mixing up my holiday themes. There's so many. But yeah, Thanksgiving, we're actually offering some specials on Scuba Radio merchandise this weekend, and this weekend only. It's just amazing.
Greg, the Dive Master bobblehead dolls?
No, we don't have those.
We need those.
We will get
that
some.
Would be awesome.
Yeah. Scuba Radio wine. Not for sale.
Yeah.
Not for sale. We can't sell that.
Can't sell it. Over that's just promotional only.
If we could recycle it, we could.
We do have some left over from DEMA. I haven't decided what to do with it yet, but I have a feeling the Scuba Radio Craptacular show is going to be very, very special this year.
Craptstravaganza.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. That one, too. Is going to be a good one in a few weeks. However, we have Scuba Radio Mermaid T-shirts on ScubaRadio.com for sale today. Not for $11.99 plus shipping. Literally this weekend only, they are $4.99.
What?
Wow.
$4.99.
Now what?
For a Scuba Radio Mermaid T-shirt.
What if you don't have a mermaid that needs a T-shirt?
Oh, that's true. I don't know. Then they're $4.99.
So this is a T-shirt which is not exclusively for mermaids.
Anybody can wear it.
This is the Scuba Radio T-shirt. Mermaid motif.
If you're a fan of the mermaids.
Design, which is, well, that's the
it's
only
actually, it's a nice
t-shirt.
Piece of art.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a great design.
It's not four color. It's like 4 million color. No, I don't know how many. There's a lot of colors on that shirt. I don't know how many, but it's a lot. But it is
full
for
spectrum.
Sale.
It's a shame you couldn't have been in any of the planning meetings for that shirt.
Yeah. But you can go check
this probably
out.
In the Maldives.
That's very possible, actually. $4.99 this weekend only, and I
that's almost $5,
which is a steal, I tell you.
Wow, I'm gonna go order like six.
Yeah,
scubaradio.com.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop there. There's free shipping on any orders over $15.
That's three T-shirts, yep. No shipping.
Well, that's why I would actually have to get four to get no shipping.
A penny?
Is it?
Really?
3 cents under $15, I think.
Three t-shirts and a decal.
No, decals are free. I'm throwing those into the
deal. I'll take 10.
What?
I'll take 10.
Scuba Radio stickers and tattoos go with every order. And then we have a little bonus of some other stuff we're going to throw in there as well. But
if you spend $150, he will lick the tattoos for you.
Greg, are you insane?
Well, yeah, that.
You must be insane.
I am.
He also is going to throw in a free Scuba Radio banana hammock for the ladies.
Hey, quit it.
Bonefish.
That's not true. But we do have Scuba Radio hats for $7.49.
What?
Half off.
$7.49.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you.
Is it a visor?
No. These are the ball covers. Scuba Radio baseball caps. We have Scuba Radio beach towels, which are really high quality towels for $9.99.
Wow.
Everything, all the Scuba Radio merchandise. Actually, check this out. Scuba Radio, the pirate treasure that we have up on the website. We only have a few of those left, and we've knocked them down to half price. So the pirate treasure is, let's see, I think it's, what is it, $19.99? I don't know, something like that. It's like $19.99, I believe. Yeah, there you go, $19.99. So that is this weekend only at scubaradio.com.
You'd be a just fool there, not to go.
Click on the shop tab, and there's several items for you to check from. $4.99. Scuba Radio shirts, hats are $7.49. The towels are $9.99. I mean, you can literally do, the Scuba Radio parkas.
What?
We got those for sale this weekend, too.
You do not.
The thing is, they were already half price.
Oh, my gosh, you do.
I
thought you were kidding.
They were already half price at $40, and we've marked them down this weekend for another $10 off, so they're $29.99 this weekend only. And once again, free shipping on any orders over $15. So you can have his new Scuba Radio jacket for $30 with free shipping right to your door while supplies last. We have plenty of sizes right now as I speak, but I can tell you this stuff will go quick, and once it's gone, it's gone. So it's first come, first serve. This weekend, our little contribution to Thanksgiving, our way to give back to you, our listeners and supporters over the air, a nice little sale, and it'll save you a little trip to the mall.
That's insane.
That's insane. Oh, did I say, wait, there's more.
What?
Yes, there's more.
No way.
As a special added bonus.
Stop it.
You will not hear this anywhere else. You're not going to see this deal on Facebook. You're not going to see it on the website. If you are listening to Scuba Radio right now, I'm going to give you a little added kick for the weekend. This is good through the end of November. So you got till what? Tuesday at midnight, I believe. Right, Bill? Is that right?
Tuesday! Midnight!
Use the coupon code 15OFF. 15OFF.
15OFF.
Hold on, let me write that.
Now,
15OFF.
And if you order $50 worth of stuff or more, you'll get 15% off your total order, plus free shipping. How about that? Who is... Am I really...
You need to stop right now or you'll be out of business.
Well, that's true. That's all I got.
That's insane.
That's all I got. We're literally, I just said, what can we do special this weekend? Well, let's just blow it out. Let's just give the listeners something nice for supporting us in almost 15 years of radio show. And that's what we came up with. But I will tell you, this stuff will go back up in price Tuesday. I think we'll extend the sale through Tuesday. And that 15 off goes through the end of November. Okay, so get your order in now and take advantage of those specials. Once again,
will you really ask me what the last day at the end of November was? Is that really what your question was?
Yeah.
When does November end?
Right.
I understand now.
Yeah, Tuesday at midnight, right?
The 30th, yes.
Yeah. Right. So that's how long
the 30th is Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday is the 30th.
Oh, then it'll go through Wednesday at midnight. So there, you got what, 4 days now to order this stuff.
I was really confused as to what you were asking
me. If it's the month of November, you can take advantage of this, deal. That's the bottom line. The coupon code, again, is 15OFF. Just put that in the coupon code box
15OFF.
And if you order over $50 worth of stuff, you'll get an additional 15% off your total order. And remember, anything over 15 bucks, you order something over 15 bucks, it's free shipping. So it's a steal.
How does he do it? Volume.
I speak very loudly.
He's insane. He's insane.
Yes. So enjoy that. Pass it along to your friends.
And as our special gift to you, we'll stop the show right now.
We're going home.
Crazy Ernie.
To start putting all this stuff together. Because we got a lot of shipping to do. We're gonna have to package up all these.
That's a shipload.
Hey! Oh boy, we got more of this on deck, but it will get better.
Oh, don't you threaten me?
No guarantee.
Don't threaten me.
We got some dive stuff to cover, including free stuff to give away on today's show. Yes, just for listening. If that weren't enough,
go buy some crap.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Dude, an ancient sunken city.
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah. Into Inagra, Benetti, into Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me, come on, to Bimini. Everybody, let me hear ya. Do it. Yeah,
yeah, oh, yeah. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Come on, girl.
Come on, everyone, sing. Here we go. Yes, that's what we're going to be doing on New Year's Eve in Bimini. For the second annual New Year's Eve celebration at the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. And Neil Watson dive establishment. Neil Watson is on the line right now. Neil. We might be limboing. I don't know. Is that possible, Neil, as part of our New Year's Eve festivities?
Walken's going to be a little different.
It'll look like we're limboing, maybe.
Yes. You can limbo or you can bimbo.
Yeah, but New Year's Eve, Guy Harvey Outpost Resort, huge fireworks display. Neil, what's the latest on the developments for this extravaganza, and how can people play along, or come along, I should say?
Well, I mean, you can just book a standard dive package, which is a great bargain, like a three-day, two-night coming in on Friday, diving Saturday, going out Sunday. It's like $272 per person, double occupancy. And if you want to stay with us till Monday, which you and I are going to be over there till Monday, it's $449 per person plus your and 2 days of diving plus, of course, your airfare. But yeah, man, what a great opportunity to hang with our pals and do some diving. Be diving with the dive god and the legendary Greg the Dive Master. Some mermaids possibly, and even a rumor the scuba cowboy might partake in this.
Yes, there is a rumor that the scuba cowboy is going to come in from Colorado and join us for this extravaganza. And by the way, his role, believe it or not, is evidently to gather inspiration for a new scuba song, a theme song from the scuba cowboy about the dive god, about Mr. Neil Watson. So he wants to come along and gather some, do research on the dive god to create a song for Neil.
I would like to go on the record right now.
Yeah?
And say I hate Pup Morse.
Why?
There is no better scam going than I'm traveling to get inspiration to write a song so you can write off a whole trip to Bimini because I'm trying to get inspiration to write a song.
Well, you can do the same thing.
What a piece of crap that is.
Well, Bill, you can do the same thing.
Is there anything I do here that requires inspiration?
I
was inspired to come to work.
Yeah, I don't think just the song's going to do it. I think you're going to have to plan on a couple albums.
Good point. That's true. It'll be a series, a catalog of releases about the dive god. But yeah, we're working on trying to get the scuba cowboy to come out and join us as well. We'll let you know about that in the next week or so. But in the meantime,
it was a blast last year, and it's going to even be better this year. We were just kind of like getting going last year, and we're ready to rock and roll for this year.
Yes, there is no doubt that event last year was so much fun. The fireworks display that they put on last year for New Year's Eve was one of the best displays I have ever seen. And we're on the dive boat there from the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. Neil Watson's dive operation. And what's the name of the boat again?
Or is Bimini Blue.
The Bimini Blue, right.
The Bimini Blue, 60-foot double-deck glass bottom. It's got a bar, generator, his and her bathrooms.
Very nice.
It's the dive boat of dive boats.
It is. And it makes a nice vessel for a booze cruise for New Year's Eve as well, and that's what we're gonna be on. And but we got up real close to the fireworks and got a front row seat, and they are really impressive. It is an impressive display, and it just was just a ball. And of course, we're gonna do the show live from the Bimini Guy Harvey Outpost Resort there, the Big Game Club, on Saturday afternoon on New Year's Eve. So you can do a little diving, you can hang out with the crew, you can be on the radio maybe. Be on the dive boat with Neil Watson and friends. It's just a great all-around good time. And Neil, what's been going on over there in Bimini lately? I know you were just over there last week, right?
I was over there last week, and actually I'm going over on Thursday. I got a group of 24 divers coming in from New York. So I'm sure the weather will be nice compared to New York, and I'm going to be over there diving for 4 or 5 days with them. And then just putting together our big New Year's Eve bash.
Excellent. So you're just laying the groundwork, getting everything prepared, putting up some padded walls, making sure the paths are lit up a little bit more so nobody loses their way on their way back to their room there at the Big Game Club, at least our crew, right?
You know, it's the perfect place to be on New Year's Eve. The island is 700 feet wide at its widest point. So you're off track when your feet get wet. You just kind of get back into the middle of the road.
Yeah.
So there's no drinking and driving problems. It's really, really a fun place to be on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Plus, there's a Junkanoo Parade.
I was going to say,
the local tradition of the Bahamian Junkanoo Parade is New Year's Eve, so it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, and if you go to, it's BiminiDive.com, right? Is that the website we want to send them?
BiminiDive.com. You can call the office, 800-867-4764, and they can give you all the answers for airfare and packages. And you know, we'll have extra activities up on the website probably in the next week to check out.
Yeah, and that, you know, last year we just watched the Junkanoo, but you can actually participate in it if you want, right? They'll allow us to
Absolutely.
Tag along.
Get a cowbell and go for it.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking we'd do, gang. What do you think? We'll grab a cowboy or a cowboy.
Cowboy, yeah.
Grab a cowboy, start beating on him. Walking down the street.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Hey, now. I don't know. But yeah, it's quite a thing to experience and a fun little cultural exchange with the Bahamians there to participate in the Junkanoo, which goes till like all hours of the night. It's kind of crazy because you just start hearing this racket like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Where else can you have a lionfish nugget for in a restaurant on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, well, exactly. That's right. Hey, you can at the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort right there.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're serving them up as appetizers there, right? Or is that a main course?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't get enough of them. We figured the solution, man. Can't beat them, kill them.
That's right. Kill them and eat them. Them lionfish, we don't want them, so we might as well eat them. And they evidently taste quite good. So, yeah, we'll have a few of those on New Year's Eve. Make sure you join us, BiminiDive.com. That's where you got to go to book it now. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, CJ, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, the gang's all here celebrating Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. Once again, at scubaradio.com, $4.99 Scuba Radio t-shirts are on sale this weekend. So take advantage of it. Our way to say thank you for supporting our show
over the years. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone! Sausages all around! Sausage, sausage, sausage!
Well, yeah, it is a sausage fest in here.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we have pictures at scubaradio.com, if that's any consolation of... Yeah, the guys were commenting on the fact that you guys got to Dima late and missed all the mermaids.
Saturday. We got there Saturday.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, right?
Get to talk to Neil Watson, though, so that was cool.
Yeah.
Catch up with Neil. Saw him.
But you wanted to wrangle? Is that what you're saying? Is that Jimmy the Bubble
Jimmy
Boy?
Jimmy did. Yeah. I'm married.
Well, yeah. Well,
I have zero interest in mermaids.
Married.
I can't be messing around with that foolishness, Greg.
No, there's nothing wrong with
Come
wrangling.
On, now.
Wrangling doesn't, you know, that's not a, what are you actually
It doing? Looks like a lot of fun, but really is a workout.
It is a huge workout. Yeah, it's funny because I have so many people come up to me at the events that we're at, including Dima.
Have you tried leashes?
What? Well, leashes for...
The mermaids.
No, they don't.
Oh, no, no, no.
Work.
How about a catapult?
They could shrug off a leash. That's not a problem.
No, a choke...
The problem is...
More of a choker.
Yeah, no chokers. How about a catapult? A mermaid pult?
Oh!
No. A stringer.
Like it.
We've thought about stringers.
And actually, those necklaces, the pearl ones you gave them, they like those.
You gave a mermaid a pearl necklace?
And a bottle of wine.
I didn't.
This show is so much funnier when it's explained.
No, well, but my point was that a little insider information. For people when we're out at dive shows like in Chicago, New Jersey, they always want to be a wrangler. And I'm more than happy to oblige.
Yeah, they never volunteer a second time, do they?
No. Yeah. Because they don't understand you. That means you have to carry them from a dressing room to the chair. And not that our mermaids are heavy. None of them are. But There is a downside to all this physical labor.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 211. It is unwise to wave your dive knife about wildly while yelling at the top of your lungs, "How'd you like me to cut your belly open and show you all the black stuff you got in there?"
When I do, boy. God bless you.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How are you feeling today, Nick?
Green, actually.
Queasy?
Eco-conscious.
A man of the world.
Well, if you mean a man who cares about it, then yeah, I guess so.
I think everyone cares, but sometimes it feels a bit overwhelming. I mean, does everything we're supposed to do really make a difference?
Sure it does. It may not be easy to see on an individual level, but collectively, sure does add up.
I hear divers talk a lot about being environmentally conscious because we're the ones in the best position to protect the oceans. But what can divers really do to be eco-friendly?
Quite a bit, really, and it only takes a very little bit of effort.
Like what?
Start with streamlining your gear. It's simple, but it makes a difference because it protects reefs from damage done by dragging equipment.
I know what you mean, but streamlining equipment isn't enough. I mean, divers need to make sure they're streamlined as well. I've seen plenty of damage done by folks dragging fins or flat out kneeling down to take photos or get a closer look.
And you're absolutely right. That segues right into buoyancy control, since controlling that not only protects the environment, it protects you too.
You mean from stuff like cuts, scrapes, fire coral?
Exactly.
Streamlining probably contributes to keeping you free from entanglement and other hazards too, doesn't it?
That is absolutely correct.
Well, what else can divers do?
You know, Greg, sometimes it comes down to what they don't do. For example, not touching things like marine life, anchor lines, and coral can protect not only you from stings and bites, but it protects them from damage as well. This is an especially good approach into avoiding problems with those small little critters that may live in anchor lines and on reefs.
But what about things like lobstering and spear fishing?
If you're doing that kind of diving, make sure you're adhering to local game laws to ensure future generations are available for others.
There's got to be some stuff we can all do topside as well.
Oh, that's a whole topic unto itself. But one of the easiest ways to have a positive impact is to participate in cleanup days.
Which you can find in a lot of places these days.
Yes, and you'd be amazed by the difference your contributions can make on that front.
How about any other tips?
Like I said earlier, environmental tips outside of diving are a topic unto themselves. However, I would like to recommend doing some research to see what ideas you can incorporate into your lifestyle. The internet's a good place to start. Or you could keep an eye on Dan as we share ideas and information that we come across. But however you do it, just remember that each small change an individual makes adds up to a big collective impact.
The bottom line is that if we don't take care of the environment in which we dive, we won't have it down the road.
Spoken like a man of the world.
Being an environmentally aware diver, both in and out of the water, protects not only the world we all love to inhabit, but yourself as well. Take these simple steps and surprise yourself at what a difference they make, especially when we take them together. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so I have the crew in here today as we are celebrating Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. We are going to have some giveaways on the show today. So stick around. If you're listening live, you're going to want to keep this number handy, 888-88-SCUBA. What's so funny? CJ and Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
I was telling him how Squirrel got her nickname.
Squirrel, yeah. Oh, Mermaid.
Say it like you said
Becky.
It.
Mermaid Becky from the Keys. Her nickname is Squirrel.
I said Squirrel, and he goes,
because she likes the nuts.
Well, she'll tell you that. I mean,
they like the nuts.
Whenever you say something, she's evidently like a squirrel, kind of like edgy, kind of like darting around all over the place.
You mean like ADD?
Stores nuts in her mouth, in her cheeks?
I don't know if she stores them, but she does eat nuts. She said
salty
and climb wood.
I think she. I don't know. I mean, Becky is kind of a. I mean, she's kind of short in stature. She's like the littlest mermaid. She is the littlest mermaid we've ever had.
I'm pretty sure Ariel is the littlest mermaid, isn't she?
That's Areola.
Different story.
No, actually.
You saw a different version than I did.
It used to be Abby.
Abby,
one of our original Scuba Radio mermaids.
The ablet.
Was
the fetus.
Borderline little person.
Sorry, Abby.
Until Becky came along. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're actually smaller than Abby was. So yeah, Squirrel. Or the littlest mermaid was there at the DEMA show, and you guys are enjoying the pictures. And Becky's a great gal. She is. She's a dive instructor, too.
Oh, good.
And we're planning our Scuba Radio Craptacular, or Crapstravaganza show, and we haven't decided if we're going to do that up here in Orlando, our home base of operations.
No, boo, boo, boo.
I guess that's a no. CJ is politicking for...
Keys!
Taking it to the Keys. So we're kind of working it out, a little dive trip between now and New Year's, where we may head down south for a couple days and do a little Christmas thing. Have you ever celebrated Christmas in the Keys, guys?
Not yet.
Not that I can remember.
I'd like to.
It is quite an event, and it's fun. I love going down to the Keys in the month of December. It is a fun time to visit. Because the weather, you know, it's slightly cooler for us, even us Florida folks, but it's still very nice and warm. But they deck out the houses and along US 1 there, and Christmas lights. It's quite a festive scene.
So you could have an awesome Scuba Radio Christmas crap extravaganza there.
I could, and instead of snow, we have sand.
And love it.
We can
loving
make
it.
We can make a Sandman.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how you
kind of... Sandman, make me a dream.
No, that was too much.
Yeah.
It's disturbing.
Why. Bill, does...
Why?
That money you've been spending on singing lessons, may want to rethink that.
Yeah. You're going to want you're going to want a refund on that.
You should be over here on the side of the counter.
Why is that?
It's pretty exciting when I move my hips like this.
He's working it. Look at him.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of motion over here.
I'm really trying not to.
What the hell?
I thought you had spina bifida.
Jeez. All right. So anyway, so we got that to look forward to. And you guys want to get some diving in. That's all.
Yes.
Because you guys have been dry for how long now?
Long time. I'm embarrassed to say.
You haven't had a drink in how long?
Yeah, 24 hours.
That too. Whoa.
No, not even. What time is it?
15 minutes ago.
Actually, what's in that coffee you're drinking?
This is a...
rum and mocha.
This is a gingerbread latte.
And there's the problem.
With right a Bacardi there. Floater.
not while we're on the air, Greg. Trying to cut right. down.
Yes, but...
not really.
We have... We got to get some diving in with you guys. You haven't been in the water lately.
I know, it's ridiculous. No.
And
we've talked about
Bill.
It more than done it.
Yeah, no, I have, but you guys haven't been in the water lately. Bill needs to get in the water. Bill, you going to join us if we do this thing down in the
Keys?
I would
desperately like to.
And maybe we go dive with Captain Slate down there in Key Largo. What do you think?
That'd be good.
Oh, you'd be up for that?
Depending on how things go at the home front. You know, I do have the baby.
Oh, yeah, he has that baby.
You
thing.
Had a baby?
Not me personally.
Oh, they're natural swimmers, Bill. They can breathe underwater.
Yeah, didn't you see the cover of Nirvana Smell Like Teen Spirit?
Exactly.
Actually, I did just get a text of her sitting on the couch with a DVD case open, looking at the DVD case, telling us that she's watching a movie on her laptop. Apparently, we're too poor to get our 2-year-old a computer of her own to watch movies on.
I don't think you need to worry about that. She's talking to you on a computer and texting you at the same time. What the heck's the matter? That is like a super baby.
She is. Did you guys know that there is specials on scubaradio.com? You can get mermaid t-shirts.
What?
$4.99.
We would have talked about that on this program had that really existed.
I think it bears repeating for those of you just joining us.
How much are they?
$4.99.
$4? That's a steal.
$4.99? You out your mind?
That's like we're paying people to take our stuff.
I know.
Well, it's at least the hats aren't on sale.
Yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are.
$7.49. They're half off.
Oh, the Parkers aren't on sale.
Oh, yes, they are, Bill.
Too. They're $10 off at $29.99.
Everything must go. Get the hell out now.
Not the giant towels.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
$9.99 for a limited time only.
This
weekend only.
Buy this crap now.
Paraphernalia, get the hell off my property.
Not a date with one of the mermaids.
That's free.
That's going to cost you. That's going to cost you.
It's free, and it's going to cost you.
Yeah, it's going to cost you.
Oh, wow. Well, so much for ever having a mermaid ever again.
Yeah. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Listen to this.
Howdy-ho!
Don't buy me no bow tie like you bought me last year. I don't want no sweet cologne or hairbrush for my hair. Don't go fill my stocking sugar cane and gum. All I want for Christmas is a big bottle of rum.
Oh, yeah, that'll
fit. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum. Underneath my tree. If you can't give me one, then give me two or three. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum will make me happy. Just a bottle of rum, a bottle of rum underneath my Christmas tree.
And
just
welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Just a little friendly reminder. You know, a bottle of rum, maybe some scuba lessons as you give the gift of scuba, and a $4.99 Scuba Radio t-shirt. Wow. What a package. What a deal. This weekend only. At least you can get the t-shirt part of that at scubaradio.com. As far as the rum, well, you might want to consult an expert, like Captain Cocktail, who's on the line with us right now. Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters is on.
Hey, happy holidays!
I got you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, they're playing my song.
Yes, of course they are.
Was that Barefoot Man?
That was the Barefoot Man.
I knew it was. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, bottle of rum. You can go to barefootman.com.
Bottle of rum, that's it.
And pick up that CD and God knows how many other songs he has out that divers would love. Now, how are things in South Florida this weekend, Jeff? You busy for Thanksgiving or Tanksgiving, as we like to call it?
Thanksgiving was good. Unfortunately, the weekend got a little choppy. We got a little wind down here. But Thanksgiving morning, we had a bunch of divers out getting ready to burn some calories off so they can stuff their faces in the afternoon and watch football.
Exactly. Now, I know you're getting ready for some holiday festivities down there in South Florida. The Winterfest Boat Parade happens, which is always a big yearly event. Are you doing anything for that, or what's going on? I know you were working on it, but you might have been chartered out. What happened?
Well, we got a couple things going, actually. Well, our bigger boat, we're actually putting the lights up on it right now as we speak. We're getting it ready for the boat parade. We actually get to start getting it ready early because it takes a lot longer. And then we have our two dive boats, the catamarans, are going to be doing on the boat parade as well. So we got plenty of space if somebody wants to come on down, do some diving, go watch a great boat parade, bottle of rum song. You're all tuned up.
Nice.
Aren't you coming?
Well, maybe. When is it? Is it 2 weeks from today or next weekend?
It's the 10th and the 11th.
Okay. All right.
There's
so
two boat parades. The big boy is Fort Lauderdale's on the 10th, and then the 11th is the Pompano Parade.
All right, 11th is Sunday, so the 10th is Saturday, right? Is that right?
That's right.
So, yeah, that's the weekend we're talking about going down to South Florida and doing some diving. So maybe we can tie this together, guys. What do you think? What do you think?
It's not unlike you to do that.
Yeah. I might be able to connect these dots.
Mix in a little fun with your radio.
Well, with the diving, we want to get in some dives. I got to certify my handyman, who just helped me with the new Scuba Radio studio. And he has to do his checkout dive. So maybe we can kind of coordinate this and then work
does
in on fun. What, does he
does
know?
Does he know about the accident?
Shush. Quiet.
Well, hopefully he's not a listener, right?
No, of course not. Are you kidding me? He would never have agreed to it if he was.
Well, you know, it's good that you got your license back finally.
Oh, shush.
I know that took a little bit.
Oh, man. Here we go. Well, we'll see if we can't work that out. But, of course, if people want information on the Winterfest Boat Parade, tie that into a little dive package, they can go to southfloridadiving.com. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely.
Now
we'll have everything up on the web, and we'll be chartering for both nights, actually.
Excellent.
Now, the big night is Saturday night. You want to come in and dive Saturday morning, take a break, take a shower, relax. Get your bottle of rum ready and then do Saturday night.
Well, and we got this whole thing about doing a radio show, though, on Saturday afternoon that might interfere a little bit. So
it scarcely ever interferes.
There's this thing called tape.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
Why do that, though? We could do it live. We could do a boat parade prep, right? We could start out on the boat early.
Well, it sounds like a road trip, guys. Who's with me?
I like it.
That sounds good to me.
I like it.
All right, well, maybe. We'll see if we can pull this together, Jeff. It's a possibility.
Right.
It's anybody's guess. But what else you got going on between now and the holidays as far as diving down there? Is this pretty much business as usual, going out every day or what?
Yeah, we're just kind of dodging the weather right now. Hopefully this east wind's going to lay out and we'll start getting our usual pattern in the winter where we get the westerlies coming in. So we just had a pretty bad run of wind this last 30-40 days, so hopefully that's going to end here soon.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe you should think about changing your diet.
Yeah, well, that's true, Bill.
Just saying.
I'm just saying, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Saying it works for me if I lay off the sausage for a little while. It usually cuts down on the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. But the diving time of the year is good.
It is. It's
excellent. The water's still warm. And you get different types of species of pelagics coming through, so you never know what you're going to see.
Yeah, it makes it just that much more fun. And then the holiday festivities, people really kick it up a notch down here in Florida. For folks outside the country, they think, oh, why would you want to go to Florida for Christmas? Hello?
It ain't cold.
Yeah.
There ain't no snow.
But we got sand.
Ain't no snow.
And it may not pack as good as a nice, you know, snowball. But
the only snow is in South Beach.
Yeah, well, that's true. Since 1996, I've only worn a scarf once, and it was as an accessory.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Were you in Key West?
It matched my... It was actually a feathered boa, and it matched my underwear. I thought it was a good decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what she said. Anyway, that'll do it for hour one. Hour two is on deck. Once again, if you want to book that for the Winterfest Boat Parade, SouthFloridaDiving.com is the website. Coming up in hour two, the scuba snobs. Yes, how to properly dive and have your etiquette in check and correct. And we got some freebies as well. That's all coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.